Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, and welcome, everyone, to Elder Care Radio. We are bringing you the latest and most important information relating to health and wellness for the senior members of our community. Our needs change as we age, and care should change, too. We strive to help everyone, young and old, to be their own best medical advocate and actively seek the best treatment and options available to them.
And we certainly hope that we are doing some good in the community. This is Wellness Wednesday, and we're looking forward to giving a little more information and telling you a couple of stories, maybe.
That, and before you get started, again, please give our website and our telephone number, Richard.
So the telephone number, which we take calls anytime that people feel they want to call us, is 435-477-6999. Simply 477 on the left and 6999 on the right.
Or you can reach us on our website at pathwayhospicecare.com.
Yeah. So this week in hospice, let's start with one of those stories. We'd really like to thank the couple that was at Fusion Pharmacy this last week. And they did a fine thing. They assured some strangers that they didn't know that their concerns about hospice and doing business with Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care would be a great decision. That they had said it was the best decision they ever made.
Yes, so just recently, just a couple of days ago, there was a couple that had been referred to Pathway for their palliative needs, and I don't think they really understood initially the importance or how much of a positive impact we could make, because they kind of put off talking to us or giving us a call.
Well, there was that word hospice used.
That's right, and that's, you know.
Scared them, huh?
Still scary.
Yeah, it's a scary word, yeah. And we're trying to change that.
Little interjection, you know, postponing it doesn't change anything. You're still there. You just lose benefits while you're, you know, waiting. In any case, the couple was referred to us. They kind of put it off thinking, oh, we'll get to that. And while they were picking up a prescription at their local pharmacy, at Fusion Pharmacy, they heard somebody else mention Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. And they thought, oh, isn't that funny? I'd never heard their name before. And we get a referral, and now I hear their name. So she says, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, and I hope you don't think I was just eavesdropping, but can you tell me anything about this positive or about this pathway? And the couple was so positive, and we appreciate that. So we just wanted to say thank you so much for your kind words of support. But they had mentioned how we come into their home and bring all these services, and how there was absolutely no way he could be taking care of his wife in his home if it wasn't for the many, many hours of service that we bring into his home. And he explained to them that we cover his pharmaceuticals and his medical equipment costs, and how none of that was offered to them while they were on home health. So this couple immediately called us, and we went over and talked to them, and sure enough, we're able to help them, and we love that. But they felt the need to share that story with us, that, you know, that was kind of the only reason they called us. Mm-hmm. So we just thought it was important to say, you know, if you have any concerns, or you're struggling with your just day-to-day life trying to take care of someone else or even take care of yourself, it's amazing the benefits and programs that are available to you through your Medicare insurance program. If only you knew about them, they could really reduce stress and make your life better. So we hope you will give our office a call.
So when we got this story, I got a little elated.
Yeah.
Some words you shouldn't put together quickly.
A little elated.
You know, that people are having conversations, right?
Yeah.
That this information is getting out, not just about Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, but about the conversations we have on the air and the information we try and provide. And this is how change happens. I mean, change happens when people are willing to share their experiences and help other people get a better knowledge so that they can make a more informed decision. So we really appreciate it. We don't know who that couple was that did that, you know, wonderful thing for this family.
But if you're listening this morning, thank you.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you. And if you have had those conversations, and it might not have been at Fusion Pharmacy last week, we really appreciate that that you're on our team trying to help us accomplish our task of raising the level of senior care in Southern Utah.
Well, and as they said, they couldn't be, you know, doing what they're doing, continuing to take care of his wife at home if it wasn't for the support that they were getting from us. So we want you to know that we want to help. We're there for you, and it's amazing what provisions are available to you. Give our office a call. We'd be happy to talk about it. And even if you're a little premature, no obligation with a phone call, right?
That's right. It's just a phone call. You don't even have to give us your name if you just want to ask some questions.
Sure.
So we look forward to taking those calls from you, and we really appreciate that. We see that what we're doing is doing some good.
And this is kind of the perfect segue into what we wanted to talk about this morning. I don't think people, and even clinicians, I'd say surprisingly clinicians, understand the benefit of palliative care.
So there's... I was doing some research, and there's an article on a study that was done, and the title of it is Power of Palliative Care, How Oncology Nurses Can Increase Referrals. And this was just February of this year that this came out in the Oncology Nursing News. And there's a lot of interesting things about this. I would say that the most interesting thing is that it's so simple. You know, and this study just upholds it, but it also talks about many of the things that we've been trying to express, you know, in the community on this radio program.
Well, and I think it's important to note that, you know, some people might be sitting back there listening right now and saying, how important can palliative care really be? But the truth is, it's fundamental to high-quality care. Specifically in this case, they did a study on cancer care. But the truth is, palliative care for whatever your disease is can really change and improve your life.
Mm-hmm. So this is the opening statement in this article. Palliative care is fundamental to high-quality cancer care, particularly in advanced setting. The incorporation of this specialty has been shown to improve quality of life, reduce physical and psychological burdens, improve overall survival in some cases of advanced cancer. That's the opening line of this. And then they go directly to, however, despite its substantial value, palliative care continues to be underused throughout the country. And this is what we've been trying to get this community to understand, is that palliative care is a very powerful tool, but only if we use it.
And I think it's been kind of, I guess, baffling or surprising to me how few people really understand that it's not a charity program. It's not based on financial need or low income status. It is a very basic program that your minimum Medicare insurance provides for. And if only you knew how much it could help you, the benefits are kind of hard to really express until you sit down and put yourself in the equation.
Right. So palliative care adds on to the clinical care that you are receiving. It's just supplemental care that covers so much more of what, you know, are the important things to sustain our life and to help us improve. And so in reading this article, I was just so surprised that it was so in line with what we were saying for so long. So this article refers to a single clinical trial in a single facility where the majority, and they used 94% of the patients treated, and this is in 2018 they were doing this, they had a distant metastasis. Okay, so that means that they were most likely going to have cancer that was going to get worse, right?
Well, and you should understand metastases means that your cancer is no longer under control.
That's
so
right.
It's growing.
That's right. And so of the 94% of the people that were in this facility that should have been receiving palliative care, they only had 17.3% that were receiving that palliative care.
And or a referral.
Yeah, just the referrals. That just means they were told about palliative care so that they could try and figure out how to integrate that. And so this study then, as you go through it, it's interesting that it's all about education, and it's not difficult education. This is not college-level education. This is simply letting people know that something exists.
And these numbers are in sharp contrast to the guidelines, which recommend that all patients with advanced disease be followed by specialized palliative care providers while receiving their cancer treatment.
Right. So if they get these specialized providers to help them accomplish those things, then the cancer is better maintained and controlled. Life is better all the way around, regardless what
stresses
happens.
Stresses are reduced.
That's
for
right.
The families enduring the trial.
That's right. So let me kind of describe what this article is talking about. It's talking about training nurses to ask five simple questions. And if there's a yes to any one of those questions, then they simply tell the patient that they should probably be looking into palliative care. And then the patient has a chance, the right, to choose whether they want to talk to a palliative care specialist. And if then they want to talk to a palliative care specialist and get more information, they also have the choice to be able to choose palliative care in addition to their chronic care that they are receiving for cancer.
Okay. Do you want to move right into the questions?
And yeah,
so as you move into the questions, stop and think for just a minute. Do these questions, can you answer yes to these questions? And if you can, it's probably at least time to do a little more research and find out more about what might be available.
Right. So I'm going to pose these questions. They don't all apply to everybody. And this is specifically only, these questions were designed specifically for cancer patients. But if you understand kind of the types of questions that they're asking and say, okay, so do these things affect me in some way, or something similar to this affect me in some way, then palliative care may help. So,
well, it also should spark, initiate questions. Mm-hmm. It should also encourage you to ask more of the doctor so that you understand where your disease is. I think we talked about a family last week that they didn't even realize that their cancer had metastasized.
Right.
So as these questions are asked, consider if any of these, you can answer questions, yes to any of these questions.
Right. So the very first question is the patient experiencing uncontrolled physical symptoms such as pain, nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, severe fatigue, diarrhea, or constipation?
Or, remember, those
That's
are
right.
or questions.
If you're experiencing any of those, then according to this study, palliative care is probably a benefit to you. The second one, is the patient experiencing uncontrolled emotional symptoms like anxiety or depression? And we know from our experience that many people who are dealing with life-limiting conditions do have anxiety and depression. It doesn't have to be constant. It doesn't have to be the kind of anxiety or depression that debilitates people for months of their life or years. But if those are things that you're experiencing that are a little uncommon for you, then, again, you've said yes to a question, and palliative care is probably going to help.
A good palliative program can release those anxieties and those stresses and help you overcome the depression as you walk through what you're dealing with.
Does the patient require assistance with decision-making or care planning? I mean, is life becoming overwhelming, and there's fear involved in some of the decisions? So do I go forward with this treatment, or do I choose an alternative? And if that's becoming more difficult, we are losing a little bit of control, then palliative care can help us eliminate a lot of the stresses that are contributing to that, can help us understand the circumstances we're in and deal with it, take a lot of the load off so that they can focus back on the important questions that need to be answered. And then question number four, and four and five in this actually indicate some things. Does the patient have an ECOG performance status of 2 or greater? So we could go into great detail on that, but we'll just say that if there's a scale that somebody has applied to you in your ability to act and to accomplish things, and if you talk to a doctor or a nurse and they've asked you some questions and trying to put you on a scale of how effective your life is, if you have a number of questions that you're answering yes to on that, then you probably are eligible and palliative care would help you. And then the last one, has the patient experienced 2 or more unplanned hospital visits in the emergency room in the past 3 months? Now, Andy?
I don't have anywhere to hide over here. Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, so 2 or more, and that doesn't seem like a lot, but in a 3-month period, if we are going to the hospital more than we did, because for me, it's been a long time since I went to the hospital, and if I went again, it would be surprising. But if I went a second time in the next 3 months, it would really be surprising. Now, it's not everybody that ends up in the hospital twice. You may have broken a bone and then, ended up with COVID. Those are two totally separate things, but it doesn't completely negate that either.
Right.
So what this study found, and this is one of the uncomfortable things that we're going to throw out here, if the ECOG performance scale is a 2 or greater, and 2 or more hospital admissions or emergency department visits were shown, this predicted the patient within their unit was a high risk of dying within 90 days.
Ouch.
Okay. Okay, now that ECOG performance scale relates to cancer specifically.
Right. But those are some concerning facts. Now, that doesn't mean that if you go to the hospital twice, then it's...
Right, not at
it
all.
It just means that there's an increased risk. Now, that risk may only increase by... And this study didn't give us this information, so I'm going to try and soften this a little bit. The risk may only increase by 10%. It doesn't have to be increased by 90%. It could be increased by 10%, but it's still significant indication of something. And so if that causes you to have a question for a doctor so that they may be able to help you find better answers to the questions, I think that's a good idea.
And I think it's important to remember again, and we said this a few moments ago, if you're pushing the can down the lane thinking that postponing it is or not facing, you know, the condition or the status of your condition, it's not that you're really changing your condition at all. You're just losing benefits that are available to you today to make your life better, to make your life easier, and to make, you know, living more...
worthwhile.
I guess, yeah, more worthwhile, just a higher quality, right?
Not only for the patient, but for the family, the caregiver, everybody. Because if everybody is able to de-stress a little bit, if everybody's able to kind of get a grip on the circumstance and decide that they're going to spend their time and effort on things that are really important instead of spending all their time on the tedious stuff that somebody else could do, then we're all much better off. So let me tell you what the results of this study were. It was 2 months. They did this for 2 months to do this study. And they found that because the nurses had been given information and they had been given a path to help their patients have this information, they went from a 16.4% utility of palliative care to significantly higher. So it went to 37.6%. And that breaks down to this. During this 2 months, they had 62 new patients come in. 50 of those had were screened and were eligible for palliative care. Okay.
So let me just restate this really quickly. So what this is saying is that if you believe that your nurses or your doctors are going to know the palliative provisions available and tell you about them when you are ready, then you're mistaken. This is one company that did this study and realized that across the nation, our nurses and our doctors are not even aware of the extra layer of benefit that a palliative provision can provide, or they're not educated that it's a part of the program that is available to all their patients. So if you're sitting back waiting, thinking, well, my nurse will tell me or my doctor will tell me, they probably don't know it's a provision available. Just like many of you in the community haven't heard of it. When we came out here, we couldn't find it. It wasn't here, so we're introducing it. But that's what's important about this program. Very few people, and dare I say, especially in St. George. I say especially in St. George only because we're just this small little town in the middle of Utah, or at the end of Utah, the tip of Utah, that if we're thinking that, you know, these large organizations and researchers have made their way to this town to educate the oncologists, physicians, and doctors sufficiently, I think that we're mistaken.
Right, because there's a lot of information that's being produced regularly, and it's really up to the doctor or the nurses to get that information for themselves, because there is no campaign of education throughout the nation, right? So it's got to percolate down to people. This was published in a nursing news magazine.
Right.
So if there was a nurse who actually subscribed to this magazine, who actually read that article, she would have some information.
And you kind of think that because nurses or clinicians have to have continuing education, you should understand that they'll choose a number of things that are offered to them when their requirement comes, you know, becomes available. If it just so happens that there happens to be a continuing education class being presented in March and somebody isn't due to do their continuing education until November, they may not have even known that that was a class to learn more about it.
That's right. So there's a lot of information, and everybody's gathering the information that they are exposed to, but they may not be exposed to this information But now that you have been, you can take an active participation in your own healthcare. And it's just a conversation. It's a question to ask your doctor. And certainly no doctor is going to be offended if you just say, hey, I heard about this palliative care thing. Can you tell me what you know about it and whether it would be appropriate for me, and get that information? I don't think any doctor is going to be upset that you are actively engaged and be willing to help in your own healthcare.
And if they simplify it and just say, oh, palliative, that's pain management, then they have not been educated on what Medicare defines palliative care, because it is so much more. It is so much more.
Right. But anybody who does any one thing that could be considered palliative can claim that they do something palliative. So if the understanding of palliative care is just pain management, maybe it's being able to prescribe drugs in excess of what other doctors can prescribe.
Okay, I had another situation this week where the term comfort care was used with palliative. So they said, are you ready for palliative? And she said, what's palliative? And they said, comfort care. You should ask what that means.
Yeah,
because
the
definition of comfort care in a hospital can mean taking away all the oxygen, taking away all the meds, and letting them, you know, helping them to pass comfortably. Now, that is not in all situations, but I use that example because we should ask questions when words or you know, doctors are talking to us and they say, there's this comfort care option. Ask what that means, because their definition can be different than somebody else's.
I mean,
yours,
it'll be different
than yours.
Andy, if you were going to buy a car, would you just take a brand and say, well, that's the car I want? Or would you at least look at it and find out what the features are?
And
we're talking about buying a car.
Stop it around and do some research.
Yeah, you do some research and find out what your options are and what are available to you. And while the car may be an important decision, it is a much less important decision than your own life and healthcare. And so you got to be actively engaged if you really want the best experience through your healthcare and life experiences.
That's right.
Okay. So let me just go with this. This was a closing statement of this article. Patients also appreciated the chance to learn about resources available to them. Even if they did not ultimately choose to pursue palliative care at the time, one particularly grateful patient who opted to begin palliative care services stated, I am so glad you mentioned this. I am so relieved to know that I don't have to continue suffering every day. And this is really the takeaway. If you read this whole article, it's all the nurses had to do was mention that palliative care is available. That was the entirety of their obligation, is mention it's available, ask a few questions, and then encourage them to find more information. So you're better informed today than even those people in that study were. We hope that some of you will choose to give us a call and ask some questions.
And we hope that you will be willing to share your knowledge and information. I think if you used the term palliative care with your oncology nurses or doctors, and you said to them, oh, it's much, much more than just, you know, pain management and maybe a social worker and a chaplain that comes by. As I understand it, it's a lot more. It's supplemental help in my home, and it'll make my life easier. Encourage your doctors to give us a call, because we can give them all of the studies by Medicare and all of the provisions that Medicare provides for. And I just think it hasn't made its way to our little town here yet.
So the one takeaway on this is, first, this was talking about oncology. And if you are dealing with oncology, then it's specifically related to you. But all of this is related to anybody who has a condition that is causing them, you know, problems throughout their day or throughout their life. If you've got a continuing problem, if it's chronic or if it's terminal or if it's anything else, then really look at palliative as an option. And we are grateful that we could be here today.
Feel free to give our office a call, and we look forward to hearing from you. 435-477-6999, or take a look at our website and find out more about us. Thanks for being here today, and have a great week.